What's happening, everybody? This is the QB List Podcast. This is Brian and Mario coming at you for the Week 6 preview. Mario, how you doing today?
Brian, I'm doing well. We kind of talked about it on the waiver pod, so people should know because they listen to that. And if you don't, you should listen to that. But this is going to be my last pod for 2 weeks, not forever. So I'll be back. But after this, going on a little wedding break. I'm getting married a week from today. Oh, my goodness. And here we are.
Mario and Dallas Goedert tying the knot. You know, the two of them finally. No, the love for him, it stops at a certain point, but it grows high. That's for sure. And as we got to see what a great game he did or did not have in the Thursday night showing. That happened after the recording of this podcast. But yeah, we're going to be going through all of the other games, folks. No Thursday night matchup for you, but everything else from London all the way till the doubleheader on Monday night. Mario and I are going to go through. I guess without further ado, you ready to kick this thing off?
Let's dive in across the pond.
Let's do it. Here we go, folks. Every game, top to bottom, 3 minutes on the clock. Here we go. 3-2 Broncos taking on the 0-5 Jets in London. This is a 43.5 point over under, and the Jets, they are favored. Not just kidding, folks. No, it's the Broncos. They're favored by 7.5 points in there. Sorry, no strays to be thrown at the Jets. They're 0-5. That's not fun. It's got to stink. But let's start off with quarterbacks, of course, because that's what we do here. We've got a couple mobile fellas. Looks like they might be able to put on a show for the Londonites, Londonodians.
Londoners.
Someone
will comment below what we should call them.
Right. We'll workshop that. But Fields and Nix, both startable for you?
So the Jets allow the sixth most, so I like Bo Nix. The Broncos allow the third fewest. And I already feel like Justin Fields is a feast or famine kind of guy. We saw what he did against Buffalo, single-digit points. I think he'll end up being a top 12 finish this week, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's a top 15, 18. So just kind of weighing your options, I'd say.
Yeah, he's a, I'm going to make you sweat it kind of a guy. I was just looking, nearly 40% of his fantasy output this season has come in the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter. He only has one crazy passing touchdown in the first three quarters of any game that he's played. So if he's gonna bring home the points for you, it won't be till the very end, and I imagine that's kind of how this one's going to go.
Yeah, ugly.
To the running backs here, Breece Hall's been playing pretty well. A little quieter, hasn't scored quite as many times as we'd hope, but overall he's given you RB 13, 19, 32, giving you a 9 finish overall. Still hasn't found the end zone. That's the big problem.
Still hasn't. So you have to think, I mean, he's going to do the positive regression, right? We kind of say that all the time. So he should find it at some point, and he's been getting double digits 3 out of the 5 weeks without the end zone. Maybe he finds it here, especially with the really good pass defense that the Broncos have, but I have him as kind of like a mid to high running back too. You know, like he'll get you those low double digits, but he could also let the floor bottom out on you. Again, we talked about that Buffalo game. The Jets looked atrocious. He finished with under 5 points, so there is danger of that.
I like that. J.K. Dobbins on the other side just seems to get it done. Touchdown or 100 yards every single game this season. I imagine he's going to keep producing those RB2 numbers for you, so he is an easy start.
Easy start, set and forget. Where the question marks start to come in is Harvey. Can we start him yet? I don't think so. He's getting some usage. I'd say he's a low flex. Like we're talking RB3 numbers, but I like rostering him in almost every league, even 10-man leagues.
100%. Yeah. As for the wide receivers, Cortland Sutton's going to be a start for me, and I'm kind of out. Like I like owning Franklin as far as like just the amount of usage he's getting. Denver is on the higher end as far as like passing the ball this season. But it's just not, it's not pretty. I don't think Bo Nix can consistently hold up multiple passing options. So it's Sutton and I'm out on this side.
Only thing I'll say is Sutton should have the sauce treatment. So I give Franklin a little bump there.
Well, it's the problem on the other side with Garrett Wilson. I barely want to play him this weekend because he's getting the Patrick Surtain treatment. And everyone, as I mean, they usually do this season, last season, they get shut down. So Garrett Wilson, you're going to start him. But you very well could get our wide receiver 3 output from him this week.
Definitely. So just account for that. And even in, so on the other side, I give Franklin a bump. I give nobody else a bump. This offense is awful.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Mason Taylor, speculative ad as far as the tight end goes, he got fed quite a bit. But it's Justin Fields. You know, those targets aren't exactly worth. They're not all equal.
And just a fun little thing, or not fun for Jets fans. They're the only team so far this season without a takeaway, which is impressive. Not even on accident. Not even like a fumble happens and they trip into it.
Talk about a regression candidate. That's absolutely should be coming their way. Who wins the game?
I mean, who covers the game is the real question. I'll give it to Denver. I don't think Jets don't cover this game.
Yeah, it being overseas, Denver having to travel quite a bit, maybe they get lucky and they keep it within 7.5, but Broncos should hold this one down pretty well.
Yeah.
Next up, here we go. Back to America for this. I don't even know how this one's going to go. This is not good. 3-2 Rams taking on the 1-4 Ravens in Baltimore. 44.5 point over under. The Rams also are favored by 7.5 in this game. Lamar Jackson did not practice. Again, folks, we are recording this on the eve of Thursday, just before Thursday Night Football. So every practice report, we're going to get you as much update as we can. But as of Thursday, hamstring, missed practice, didn't play. Snoop Huntley is the rumor that might be starting this week.
Oh, my goodness. Cooper Rush couldn't even make it to. Jake Browning lasted, you know, a few games at least. Cooper Rush could not. So brutal for him. Something I just found interesting, just to waste more of these 3 minutes, is that the line opened at Baltimore -5.5. So, like, truly the difference Lamar makes. So, unreal. But,
Jumping in. Yeah, Stafford, what's your thoughts here? Because if Lamar doesn't play, I don't know if Stafford has to do a whole lot. This might be a Kyren game.
It might be a Kyren game, but we know who Matt Stafford is. Bad back and all, he is going to sling this thing. He's quarterback 6 on the season, quarterback 4 over the last 2 weeks. I feel like this is a set and forget. This is one of those don't overthink it's for me.
I do agree that it should be an easy matchup for him, but I guess it's one of those how much does he have to do? They can just absolutely control Baltimore or the need. But, you know, if Kyren ends up finding the end zone, maybe Blake Corum vultures one as well. You know, there's just no upside as far as those rushing touchdowns for Matt Stafford. So he's closer to QB12 for me than he is 1.
Okay, I hear that. But I'd say I'm confident on him. But never the other side.
Never on the other side. The running backs, Kyren, like I said, easy start and forget. The people need to know about Derrick Henry, though, Mario. What are we doing about more Derrick Henry?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, Kyren's easy. You saw what Nick Chubb did to this team last week. But Derrick Henry is a tough one. I'll say I think better times are ahead. You have the bye coming up next week. We don't think Lamar's here. I do feel strongly, no sources, no nothing, but I do think Lamar will come back right after the bye. I think Henry gets the bump then. I think mid-October, tractor season is starting up. We're gassing him up. But right now, it's ugly. They're going to stuff the box. I think you start him. Okay, here's a question, right? Because we just had some really juicy waiver additions for running back. So it's like Michael Carter or Derrick Henry.
I have Henry just in like a few spots higher than Michael Carter, but Michael Carter feels like the sexier play. Like he feels like he has a higher chance of he can catch the ball. Yeah. Derrick Henry does not catch the ball.
I think I would do Henry over Michael Carter, but I don't. I think I would do Rico Dowdle over Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that one. I go Dowdle, Henry, and then Michael Carter. Yeah, I agree.
So you're down bad. You're down bad, Henry managers, but I truly think good times are ahead, but I do think he's a good buy low candidate right now.
Hopefully Joe Flacco. Oh, man. I was hoping Joe Flacco could have come back to this team. Like, if only they would have traded for him, but no.
I don't know what Joe Flacco does. I don't know. We'll get to him.
Wide receivers, Puka Nacua, Adams, you're starting both of them. Flowers, if you're down bad enough, you know, you can. But minimal expectations for Flowers. I've got him as a wide receiver 3 this week.
I agree. I think wide receiver 3 is a good fit because, again, you're looking at who's throwing on the ball, and it's not really like he's not the Jamar Chase factor where you're just going to force feed the guy. It's Flowers. Like, wide receiver 3 feels right.
And you're just talking about dropping this player, but I already have. I'm not playing him. I'm done. This week. There will be streaming weeks, but Mark Andrews won't be making a roster for me this week.
Mark Andrews is really tough. He had the one good week in week 3, but besides that, he's been a non-factor every single week. He's going to be another non-factor almost certainly this week, and next week's a bye. So what are you really going to do?
You're dropping him.
Who wins it? I think Baltimore covers. I think they have some pride, but I think the Rams win.
I thought that last week, and they spit in my face.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, they pulled a Carter on me and just absolutely spit on me. So I'm not doing it. Next up, double revenge game here, folks. The 2-2-1 Cowboys taking on the 2-3 Panthers. The Cowboys are favored by 3 in Carolina. This is a 49.5 point over-under. And look, This is a Miles Sanders revenge game. This is a Rico Dowdle revenge game. This is running back v running back. Let's get it. I'm excited. Almost 50 points. Look, we've got some great ones on here. We got a 49.5 pointer. We've got another 49.5 point. We got two other 49.5 pointers. There's a 52, a 47. Folks, we got points after last week was a bit of a disappointment. But let's jump into this matchup here. Dak Prescott, he's a play for me.
Easy. Since week two, because week one, CeeDee Lamb could not catch a ball to save his life. Since week two, Dak Prescott's the number one quarterback in the league. I like that. That's easy. On the other side, Dallas allows the most points to quarterbacks. Do we try Bryce?
I don't mind him in a streaming situation. If you're in a 12-team league, if you're in a super flex, I don't mind putting Bryce Young out there. It's the Cowboys.
I like it. Cowboys. I agree with that. Made Russell Wilson look like he was back.
Exactly. Running backs here. It's easy. Easy. Javonte, please. I want him in my lineup. Chuba Hubbard looks like he's going to miss the game. So Rico Dowdle, start him back up. 200 yards last week, man. Let's go.
Yards, and Dallas can't stop a cold. Yes, Chuba Hubbard did not practice Thursday, so it's not looking promising. Should be a Rico revenge game. The other revenge game, Sanders, I don't even think he gets 10 snaps. So we're not,
it's the narrative. It's the narrative.
The narrative.
Down on the wide receiver here, CeeDee Lamb, not back yet.
Practice Thursday.
Yeah, so that means George Pickens. I mean, right now the Panthers aren't really giving up a lot through the air. I think it's a lot to do with the fact that you can run all over them. But I imagine George Pickens is still going to get his. He'll have his deep pass. Hopefully he gets in the end zone. So he is a pretty confident wide receiver two start for me.
Easy start. Kind of similar to the Matt Stafford situation where even if this game kind of gets out of hand, I guess Dallas's defense is worse than the Rams, but these are the guys that love throwing the ball. So he's going to feed Pickens. Turpin's out this week. And we talked a little bit about the sits in the sit start pod, but Flowerney, I'd say in deeper leagues, I think there's a little bit of upside there. I'd call him a wide receiver three with upside, but nothing flashy.
It's hard because I think out of Turpin, Tolbert, and the rookie, I do think he's the most appealing, just in the sense of we've seen what the other guys can do. So like maybe he can come into something. But at the same time, Dak isn't going to support Lamb, George Pickens, and Ferguson. And, the rookie. So if you need the plug and play to start this week, I don't mind it. But ultimately, he's not really going to be a long-term ad for me.
Yeah, because there aren't a lot of buys this week. There's only two buys this week. So you may not need the extra guy. But something to consider short-term.
And then McMillan on the other side. Dallas is allowing 40 points per game to the wide receiver position.
Oh, my God.
And there's not a lot of talented wide receivers on that Panthers offense right now. Like, Leggett, come on. Come on, really? So Tet should absolutely destroy. Coker did practice this week, so he might be back. Yes, but speculative add in a deep league, maybe. But Bryce Young's got to be good before Coker can be good.
Exactly. Yeah, Bryce Young, we talked about, can Bo Nix support two wide receivers? Maybe. Can Bryce Young at this time? No, he cannot. So Tet, nobody else. But monitor Coker, whose practice window opened.
Jatavion Sanders should be back on track to play week six, so Trimble's back as well. It's too murky for me as far as the tight ends go, so it's Ferguson and I'm out when the tight ends come.
Agreed. Ferguson's going to keep getting fed while Lamb's out.
Cowboys favored by three. Who wins it?
Three feels pretty low to me. Maybe Vegas is tricking me here, but I feel like they can cover by more than a field goal.
I feel like they can too. It's a high over under. This game's, it's implied to be competitive, but I think Dallas takes care of business. That's a weird one to say.
Business. This next game.
Woo-hoo! Revenge game again. We've got the 2-3 Cardinals taking on the 4-1 Colts. Colts are favored by 7 points at home. It's a 46.5 point over under. And so we have, of course, it's my boy, Danny. I can't say it. I can't do it. I can't say it with a straight face. Daniel Jones, easy play. But Kyler Murray on the other side might not be playing this week due to that foot injury, which means that's how we get the revenge game. Jacoby Brissett, he's up there. He's on the smoker. He's bringing that heat. Marvin Harris Jr. had the biggest smile on his face talking about Brissett. So maybe we'll get some fireworks in this one.
That's crazy. I was trying to think. I'm like, I have no idea who the revenge game is. And it's funny. So this one, I started doing my notes before I saw Kyler miss practice both Wednesday and Thursday. Because honestly, I'm getting over Kyler. He's been quarterback 16 exactly three times this season, quarterback 22 exactly two times this season. I mean, this is not what you drafted this guy for, so I'm starting to move on. I think Bryce over Bryce Young against Dallas is a better play. But it doesn't even matter because it looks like Kyler may not play this week. So all that for nothing. And you're definitely starting Daniel Dollars. You already said that.
For cash sure. In all those dollars. Running back, Jonathan Taylor. Does anybody even think about that? I don't think anybody's moved him. It. He's just locked there. Yep. Michael Carter, though, definitely a start. We have had so much drama around DeMercado and the whole punching a player. Should you do it? Should you not do it? All over Twitter. Regardless, they say they're not going to punish him. I'm still all over Michael Carter.
Yes, you're definitely going to do Michael Carter. For the record, we stand at not hitting your players. That's messed up. But oh, Michael well, Carter.
Christian sometimes, you know. I'm just kidding, buddy.
Michael Carter, he's definitely far and away won the job. I'd even say Bam Knight has some value over DeMercado just because I do think there's going to be some doghouse. Maybe they do try to force feed DeMercado if you're trying to stay woke. Like, oh, hey, like we're all cool, man. Get these goal line carries. But Michael Carter for far and away out snapped, outperformed, out everything. So it's him or bust for me in this backfield.
Yeah, I mean, game script wise, it does seem like it could be a DeMercado game just if the Colts can get up and really put up some points, force Jacoby Brissett to really have to score. But on the other hand, he lost the game for him last week, like flat out.
He lost the game for him. And again, like I see DeMercado as the red zone guy, and I just don't see them getting to the red zone with Brissett, right? So you just want the guy who's going to get the opportunities, and that should be Michael Carter.
I do really like Marvin Harrison in this game, though. As far as the wide receivers go, Colts are ninth against quarterback, seventh against running back, 11th against tight end. But then 27th against wide receiver. So if you're going to beat him, wow, it is going to be with the wide receiver position. 31.6 points going to the position on average so far. So I like the shot at Marvin Harrison, even if Brissett's out there.
I don't hate that. That's some good insider knowledge with the Colts. So I like Marvin Harrison. I had him more as like a boom bust. He's just been a little inconsistent for sure. My liking. The other side is a lot more consistent. Pittman's had at least 12 points in 4 out of 5 games. So I have him as a higher wide receiver too, this one.
Yeah, Pittman I'm playing, and I'm out on the rest of the wide receivers. If you really need it, like even chop leagues, they're almost a 12 team. So this shouldn't be too bad. Alec Pierce shouldn't have to be a desperation play. And the tight ends, we got the best two in the game right now down there. Trey McBride, yeah. Tyler Warren, Brock Bowers, give me a break, folks.
Brock Bowers who? I mean, he's not even taking the field anymore, right?
All right, look at that. Colts, I think they win it. I think they take care of business.
Do they cover? 7 points. It must have been since Andrew Luck 7-point favorite.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think they take care of business. Yeah.
I do as well. Give me the 7 points. Especially if Brissett's starting. Sorry, revenge game.
Right. There we go. There goes that knowledge or that line. Next one. This one's 2 months ago. I don't think anybody would have guessed these teams were where they are right now. I guess the Seahawks, I feel like they won last week. I forget they lost. It's the 3-2 Seahawks taking on the 4-1 Jags in Jacksonville. 47.5 point over under. Jags are favored by 1.5. And Jags they're pushing. They just beat the Chiefs in that Monday night showdown. And then right as waivers were going through last night, we got a trade.
Yeah.
A trade going through. And then all of a sudden we've got a cornerback swap. They brought Greg Newsome into town, really help up that secondary a little bit. Maybe push Travis Hunter in a full-time offensive role. Who knows?
Yeah, the one-for-one cornerback swap is insane to me, but we care about offensive players here. We're not doing the defensive players, except Travis Hunter, I guess. But let's jump in. Quarterbacks. So Darnold, since weeks 2 to 6, he's quarterback 10. He looked abysmal week 1, so we're looking past that. So I like Darnold. I think he can finish as a quarterback 1 this week. On the other side, Trevor Lawrence. Let's not get fooled, people. He was quarterback 5 last week. He had that heroic play where he fell and got back up. But before that, he has 3 finishes of quarterback 23 or worse. I think he's going to be more of a 13 plus this week than a 12 or better.
He had 2 rushing touchdowns. That's what propelled him to QB5.
Yeah.
You take away those 12 points, he's at 15 points for the week. That's a very Trevor Lawrence line right there.
Yeah. So not a fan.
Running backs. We got some excitement here. Ken Walker, does he get more than a 51% of the share? God. I don't think so because Charbonnet's in it. I'm still playing Walker, though. He's too explosive not to.
You have to play Walker. He's so talented. But these carries are killing you. They were split 10-9 last week. Walker at the edge by one. Charbonnet got the touchdown. Charbonnet had three red zone opportunities to Walker's two. That's insane to me. I don't know what Charbonnet is holding over this coaching staff. I will say on the season, the red zone split is dead even 13 apiece. But you have to start Walker. He's way too talented. On Charbonnet, if you think he's going to keep finding these red zone opportunities, which they're giving him, again, 13 on the season, I think he's like he's a touchdown dependent flex.
Charbonnet. I think so. Kind of looking over at the other side, I would play Charbonnet with the safer floor. I would play Tootin going for that higher ceiling. You know, if you're more of the dog, you need to score some points. I think Tootin would be the one that could outperform that versus okay. Charbonnet. He's going to give you that guaranteed 6 to 12 points somewhere in there. But Walker and Etienne absolutely are overperforming in a lot of running back metrics right now, so they have to be played.
Definitely. And I'll say I'm a little bit out on Tootin. The Tootin hype is kind of dying for me. His snaps has gone down like these last couple weeks, 16 to 12 the previous week. So I'm cooling on the Tootin.
Yeah.
Beans are out of my diet right now.
It was pretty bad last week, but it's Kansas City. Rough game. Wide receivers here, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Do you even think about benching him? No, he's too good.
To the moon. Too good.
BTJ, though, where do you have him in your rankings this week?
He's trending upwards. Back-to-back weeks in the wide receiver 30s. That's not what you drafted him for, but he hit double digits for the first time last week. I think he's going to be a wide receiver 3 floor. You don't love hearing that, but I think especially in this competitive game, we saw what Seattle looked like against Tampa last week. I think if Jacksonville wants to build off that win, build momentum, they have to force feed him. So I'm hoping for wide receiver 2 minimum performance, but I'm still at this time expecting a high wide receiver 3.
Yeah, right there with you. Low expectations, tons of talent. Hope he pulls it off.
Yeah.
All righty, who wins it?
Even though Jacksonville won and Seattle lost last week, Seattle just looked like a better team to me. I'm going Seattle.
I'm right there with you. Like, Seattle's, they played Baker. That's why they lost. Baker is just winning in the fourth quarter right now.
That's voodoo.
You know, if he didn't throw that pick against the Eagles, he would be 5 for 5 on game-winning drives this season. It's wild. Absolutely wild. Let's go Baker.
Yeah.
Let's go Baker.
Good fan. For Baker. We'll get to his game later.
Next up, we have the Los Angeles Jurors. Yeah, they're just the Jurors. They lost the char. Everything is just burnt to a crisp there. All the injuries. That poor team. They're playing the 1-4 Dolphins in South Beach. 44.5 point over under. Chargers are still favored. Even against the Dolphins, they're still favored with all those injuries. 4.5 points.
You got it. Yeah.
Herbert hasn't been great. Not as hot as the start to the beginning of the year. Started off really good those first 3 weeks. Since then, it's come down a little bit. A couple quarterback 20 finishes. They're both starting left tackles because they, you know, replace one with you get the joke, folks. Both of them are gone. It's absolutely decimated. We heard Omarion Hampton had an injury. We hit IR this week. Everybody went after Haskins and Vidal. I don't mind streaming Herbert this week, though. It's Miami.
It is Miami. I do him as a low quarterback 1. Like we kind of talked about, he was quarterback 5 week 1. Incredible. Quarterback 16 between weeks 2 and 5. So I think he's going to finish around that. Like you said, maybe Miami gives him a little bump, but I'm still expecting double-digit finish. On the other side, Tua, over between weeks 2 and 5, that same range, he's quarterback 12. So in that regard, would you start Tua over Herbert? Or would you still go Herbert over Tua?
I'm still going to go Herbert. I think he might have to do a little running in this game just because he's running back, you know, without Hampton.
He's running for his life.
And that too. I think we might get a little a floor value with Herbert because we've seen him. We've seen him be a little mobile this year. He's had games of 32, 31, 24, and 60 yards in 4 of the 5 games. So I like Herbert as a play this week. Running backs, Achan's easy. Ollie Gordon, he's a stash in 12-man leagues. Tell me these Chargers, though. Where's your gut going? Because mine's like, I'm nauseous. I need some Pepto before I play one of these guys.
This one's ugly. This one feels even less clear than last week when we were looking at the Arizona backfield. Because at least we feel like we had some direction. Like, we kind of knew DeMarcado was going to be the goal line guy. Michael Carter would get the volume. And it kind of played out that way. This one, it's a little messy. We touched upon it a tiny bit on the waiver article that came out Tuesday morning, as well as the waiver pod. to me personally, I think Haskins is going to be the first team back for this team. We saw, this is a little fun nugget, but Haskins was coached by Harbaugh while in Michigan. So that may not matter, but if it does matter, you can have that info. Haskins, before week five, Haskins outsnapped Vidal 14-2. So to me, that kind of shows that they're already working Haskins into the offense. And then finally, I talked about this in the article, but when the game was out of hand last week against Washington, they were down two scores with maybe a minute left. The backups were in. Trey Lance was in at quarterback. The backups were in across the board. And Vidal was in on the offense. So one could view that as, oh, they're trying to get Vidal extra time on the field because they want to get him involved, or because they truly view him as part of this second team offense. So to me, all signs are pointing to Haskins. But again, it's anyone's best guess.
Yeah. Give me Haskins, I guess. I've got them both ranked between like wide running back 36 and 40. I need more information. But if you got to play one, you got to play one. I totally get it. Wide receivers, Jaylen Waddle is a set and forget for me. Rest of season, just like Darren Waller. Darren Waller might have a abso-freaking-lutely rest of season. We covered this in the preseason.
We did. Yeah, you're strong there. I have him as a high wide receiver, too. I think he will probably be set and forget most likely, but I want to see a little bit more.
Tua
might get concussed again. We know Tua. Like, no offense, Tua, but we might be. Who knows who's going to throw him the ball in 3 weeks.
In my Chargers wide receivers, I've got him Keenan, Ladd, QJ.
I agree about Keenan being first and QJ being second. Quinn Johnson, we don't have the Thursday info yet, but he was limited in practice Wednesday with a hamstring.
Yeah, even if he does play, I still think I want to limit him. It's the lack of offensive line. Kind of talked about it with Nick a little bit about it. He brought it up on Monday or the Tuesday episode. But just these long developing routes, these big plays that we're hoping to get that, we're not going to see that as much. Or there's a higher chance that we're not going to see that because of the offensive line play. So that just hurts QJ. So let's get the ball out of Herbert's hand. Let's make sure he doesn't get hurt and add to this injury thing. So that's Ladd. That's Keenan Allen.
That's exactly. That's Keenan Allen for sure. And you're right, Ladd. I would have Ladd over QJ. And it's almost starting to feel like the Green Bay situation where any given week, one of these guys is going to get their lion's share of the targets.
But if we don't have running backs, you know, using and abusing all those points, that means the wide receivers, he might be able to support three wide receivers consistently. So fingers
crossed.
That's
true. If you can stay alive back there.
Fingers crossed. Chargers favored by 4.5. Who wins it?
Give me the Chargers. I need Mike McDaniel fired so we can be the offensive coordinator for the Birds.
They're in a skid. Chargers are on a 2-game skid. Did they go to 3 games?
Are they just AFC West merchants? Is that like, are we starting to learn that?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, like, give me the Chargers. I got there you go. Dolphins cover.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't hate that.
Next up, we have... I had the wrong game. Folks. We got the 3-2 Patriots playing the 1-4 Saints in New Orleans. It's a 45.5 point over under. Patriots are favored by 3.5 points in this game. Drake May coming off his first, I guess, true disappointment game of the fantasy year, coming in at quarterback 5, but he didn't play poorly. 22 for 30, 273 yards, no touchdowns on the ground or through the air. When Ramondre steals your 2 touchdowns and you're playing a ground and pound game against a division rival in their house, you got to control the ball. It didn't make it happen. But him and Diggs has got that connection with him. Diggs is out there a lot more. I'm excited. Drake May, top 6 this week. Give it to me.
Top 6. I'll say top 8. Definitely you're starting him. You made so many great points, so I won't cover them again. But I think he'll be a set and forget quarterback 1 this week. We're never talking about the rattlesnake. That's it. Running backs.
What do you do? Do we keep playing Henderson? Like just waiting?
I don't know. We talked about it earlier and then Gibson's on IR, but the thing is Stevenson keeps getting the red zone opportunities. He had 3 last week where Gibson and Henderson each had 1. And it feels like that Gibson and Henderson each are like taking turns to be the guy. So maybe without Gibson, Henderson gets some more volume, but Mike Vrabel loves Stevenson. For whatever reason, he sees him as the top back. It's messy. I don't feel comfortable starting Henderson this week. We kind of talked about it. This was a good waiver week for running backs. If you snagged any of them, Michael Carter, Rico Dowdle, I might even take a chance. I would take a chance on Haskins over Henderson.
It's astonishing. I don't understand. Evidently, Stevenson was there to cut the umbilical cord for Vrabel's last kid. I don't get it. I don't know what happened. He pulled his grandmother out from underneath the burning car. Something happened because there is a love there for this man. But if you need to start spot, if you need to fill in, you have to play him. I get it, but I'm playing them both as RB3s. You know,
I like Stevenson more. I think Stevenson
Haskins
will...
or Stevenson.
I would do Stevenson over Haskins, but Haskins over Henderson.
Alrighty. On the other side, Alvin Kamara, his role, he's opening it up for Kendre Miller a little bit more. But then also, I mean, of course, after this role opens up for him, limited ankle on Thursday. So Kamara's may not be playing. If Kamara's out, then yes, you can play Kendre Miller. But if Kamara's in, are you playing Kendre Miller?
If Kamara's in, I'm not. I have him as like a high running back three. So, you know, definitely an option in these deeper, in these 12. If you're in like a 14-man league, I'd consider it just because his workload has been increasing every single week. But with Kamara trending out, and Kamara hasn't been that impressive this year either, even in the half PPR format where he usually does well because all his catches, he hasn't hit double digits since week two. So piling that on with the ankle injury, this is the week for Miller to take that next step. So I'm picking up Miller. I'm liking Miller this week.
Yeah, and they're in that void of Haskins, Pacheco, Hunt, Carter, Stevenson, Pollard, Henderson, Chase Brown. Like
Chase Brown being in that also. How the mic?
Charbonnet. Yeah, they're all there. It's not great. As far as the wide receivers go, I mean, if you really need a boom bust something or other, Shaheed. You know, if you're going to beat the Patriots, you're usually going to beat them through the air. Their running game is really good. So Olave and Diggs are the only two wide receivers I really want to play. Shaheed, if you need the big play.
Yeah, Shaheed. I'll even, he's been getting his share. 5 targets a game, at least 4 catches every single game. So I think Shaheed does have a better floor than we're leading on. Like, I think Shaheed has a better floor than a Jameson Williams, who is a very similar boom bust kind of player. So I like Shaheed. I would start him, like I said, over Jameson Williams.
And if you're really in that pickle, folks, Taysom Hill. It's about time we're going to start bringing him up here. But just throwing that name out there. Who wins it?
Oh, gosh. New England's kind of riding hot right now, and they have a pretty cupcake schedule. I'll give it to New England, but New Orleans keeps it spicy, and they cover.
3.5. Give me the Patriots. Take care of business. Get it done. Next up, another divisional battle. Here we go. It's 1-4 Browns taking on the 3-1 Steelers in this 37.5 point over under. It's in the Steel City. They're favored by 5.5. Hey, we started with 5 quarterbacks on this team. One tore his Achilles twice. One's been traded. Kenny Pickett's been traded away. Now we've got another one. Joe Flacco is traded away. They have 3rd-round pick. Dylan Gabriel, and they have Bailey Zappi, who they just picked up. Oh, yeah, and Shedeur Sanders. But ask Kevin Stefanski, he barely remembers who that other guy is. How insulting. I don't want to get onto the Shedeur discourse here, but yeah, they brought in Bailey Zappi, and he sounds like he's now competing for that number 2 quarterback spot. Crazy.
It is crazy and it's messy. But you know what? We'll get the clicks with the Shedeur, so we'll clip that and we'll get us moving. Dylan Gabriel, are we starting him? No shot.
We're not starting him. I'm interested, and I'm intrigued just a little bit more so, maybe from a betting aspect, just because like you can throw in Pittsburgh Steelers, and his lines are low. So,
I bet.
Do I think he pulls out maybe a middling QB2? I wouldn't be surprised if he pulled out like a decently high QB14, QB16, just because of the Steelers. But at the same time, TJ Watt's there, and he might just be driving him into the ground the entire game.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Running backs.
Aaron Rodgers. So he was quarterback one. He was quarterback 7 in week 1, but he's been mid 20s every week. So not Rodgers.
Yeah.
How do you give him his flowers? How do you give him his flowers?
Running I did back. On week 2.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins, man, absolutely crushing it since he's joined the starting role.
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely studkins. I thought Samson would be the guy. He's not, so I got that one wrong, hand up. So that's easy, set and forget. Other side is where it gets interesting. Warren missed a single game, he missed the Europe game for them earlier this season. So all those people, especially West Coasters, they kind of got screwed over leaving him in. And Gainwell looked amazing. Like Gainwell, actually, if you look at those season rankings or season finishes right now, Gainwell has more points than Warren does on the season. So that's crazy to me. But Warren has been practicing this week. He practiced Wednesday. I believe he practiced Thursday as well. So I think Warren's going to be back to this RB1 of the offense. But do you think that this could be a little bit more of a split backfield based on how well Gainwell did?
I mean, it's Arthur Smith. So I always kind of like they're splitting up the backfield carries. Jalen Warren's not built to be a full-time role piece. But I do think despite you not being able to run on Cleveland, the way they're going to – he's going to get points is through the air. And Aaron Rodgers, before he got hurt, before he went out on the bye, he wanted to make it an effort to get the ball more to Jalen Warren. So I do think you're going to get a decent day from him. Maybe nothing great, maybe nothing top 20. But I still think he'll get you some respectable points there in this this hard matchup.
Yeah, I don't like that. And then Johnson, I think, is droppable in 10-man, 12-man.
Like, oh, absolutely. Caleb Johnson, yeah, no. After this, it is DK Metcalf, and I'm kind of out on the rest of the game. Calvin Austin for the Steelers is a little banged up there. I don't trust Dylan Gabriel with these wide receivers yet. He heavily favored the tight ends. And David Njoku had a decent day. He was heavily favored. Fannin found the end zone. But I just don't know how predictable that's going to be each and every week.
Yeah, I do like Njoku. I would start him over, I think, most of the guys in the tight end cesspool. I do normally like Austin, but you mentioned it didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, so he's likely out. So DK, and I would do Njoku. I would consider those two the only pass catchers. Maybe Fannin, but I like Njoku over Fannin. He's just that veteran presence. I think the rookie, the young gun, wants the veteran.
He was looking for him. You could see he was like scanning the field trying to find Njoku somewhere.
Yeah.
All righty, let's go. Are we? Yes, we're finally in the 4 o'clock window, folks. Next up, going to Vegas.
Cleveland covers, by the way.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Okay. I bet they win it.
Wow.
I'm going to take Cleveland to win it.
Money line.
All right, let's go get lucky here. We've got the 1-4 Titans taking on the 1-4 Raiders in Vegas. 41.5 point over under. Raiders are favored by 4.5 with the quarterback that is leading the league in interceptions. Yes, Geno Smith, the guy they traded for, signed to a pretty big deal. And had Chip Kelly call the plays for him. Yes, that guy. 2 picks last game. 3 picks the game before. It's not been pretty for him ever since that QB4 finish he had a couple weeks ago. Seems like such a long time. I'm not playing any of the... Honestly, how many players are we really playing in this game? I can count two.
You can count two? Oh, man. Okay, well, quarterbacks, I didn't even take notes. So and I thought that was a mistake, but then I saw the matchup. And I was like, nope, that's correct. So... Let's try to actually get this one in 3 minutes. So running backs, Tajay Spears came back off of IR, did nothing. 4 carries, 14 yards. Pollard outsnapped the crap out of him, 49-17. So I think Pollard's still the back to rostered. Even that, I'd call him a running back too. I think he's got a good consistency there. Dente, you're riding. I think no doubt. Stop me, by the way, if you want to interject, but just trying to speed through. Okay. Wide receivers. There is no value here. I mean, Jameson Williams, if you think Jameson Williams is unreliable, I don't know what you call Trey Tucker. He's just that crank to 11. Myers is just not getting the volume, so I'm out on him. Maybe if this was bye week heavy, but it's not. Tennessee, Ridley, we found out he could catch the ball. He almost matched his season total in last week's game. Raiders allowed the 4th most points to wide receivers. So if anything, I think you could build off Ridley here, so I would consider starting him as a lower wide receiver too. I think he's starting to crawl out of that wide receiver 3 basement he's been stuck in. Last fantasy relevant player in the waiver article where I talked about like RIP our boy Spencer Schrader, who's going to miss the rest of the season. I had Joey Sly as a potential backup because he's available everywhere, but he did not practice Wednesday due to a calf injury. So if you do need a backup from the backup, I like Eddie P from the 49ers. He didn't play in week 1. It was still Jake Moody, but Jake Moody, of course, left. And since then, Eddie Pinero leads the league in points per game for kickers. And he's available in most leagues because, again, after week 1, nobody really cares about kickers. So that's it. 40 seconds.
Where else can you get that sort of in-depth coverage on kickers? Only in a matchup like the Titans and the Raiders when there's nothing now. No, Genty should have an absolutely brutal, like, he should destroy them. They're bottom three. Tennessee is against the running back. And bottom three, that's the Raiders against the wide receivers. So if you do need to play Ridley, I don't hate it. You know, I don't hate it. We saw him get over that 100 yards, 10 targets last week. I think it could happen. I don't think they're going to be in a negative game script to the point where they're just going to be hurting and getting... I guess I'll start Jenty, Ridley, and Pollard. I'm out.
We were so close to making it in time.
Who wins
I,
it?
I like that. Tennessee. I think Tennessee money line. I think it's crazy that Vegas is favored.
Yeah, I'd like to see but Tennessee get the win. I need Cam Ward needs some confidence. We need more good quarterbacks in the league. Yeah. And I'd like to see him succeed or decently succeed. Give me some starting assets for fantasy at least.
Yes. Now let's talk about the matchup people want to hear, Brian. Oh,
yes. All righty. Here we go. The Bears. No, I'm kidding. Let's go. Yeah, this one's going to be good, folks. This is going to be a goodie. We've got the 4-1 49ers taking on the 4-1 Bucks in Tampa Bay. 47.5 point over under. Buccaneers favored by 3. And of course, the best quarterback for this matchup, it's going to be Mac Jones. That's right. He's starting this week. We just got word. So Mac Attack, he's coming out there. He will be playing. A few injuries there. Rookie Pearsall looks like he might not be playing. Jawan Jennings does look like he is going to be playing. No Bucky Irving on the Bucs side. So a lot to comb through here. Baker Mayfield and Mac Jones, though. I'd play them both.
I would play them both. Mac Jones was limited Wednesday. Freaking West Coast teams aren't giving us the Thursday reports yet, but it, by all accounts, it looks like Mac will start. I like both the quarterbacks. Yeah, like you said, Baker's an absolute dog. Running backs, Baker or Bucky mispracticed Wednesday. He probably isn't going to play this week. I just need him to be out so I can have that roster spot. So please, Tampa, right, do me the favor. Let's see. So White, in the meantime, I'll say White to me is a low running back one. I would have him over someone like Breece Hall versus Denver. I think that's kind of like a good comparison there. And then like CMC, that. But roster Brian Robinson.
I just don't see it possible that Christian McCaffrey is going to make it through this season. Like, he's 10 targets, 7 targets, 15 targets, 11 targets, 9 targets. We've got a majority of the wide receivers in this league that aren't seeing those kind of numbers. While he's also running the ball 13 and 22 times. He's 29 years old. He hasn't played 3 of the last 5 seasons.
Oh,
clearly God. Kyle doesn't know this. Clearly, Mr. Shanahan. Oh, my God. But, yeah, both running backs.
He's the last man standing, so I don't blame him for running him into the ground. So both running backs for sure. Wide receivers. Yep, you already covered it at the top, but Ricky Pearsall is expected to miss this game. Jennings missed practice Wednesday, but was limited Thursday. That's a good sign. I'm hoping he can play this week, but I'll say the Friday practice report will be a big one, so monitor that. Either way, if Jennings plays or doesn't play, are we ready to be born again? Is this the Kendrick Bourne show?
I really want to play. I mean, I think I will play Jennings, but Mac Jones, we've seen him time and time again. He hones in on one dude. And Jennings, his first read numbers were absolutely great last year, but that was Brock Purdy. It was a different quarterback. So there's a good chance Kendrick Bourne stays pretty relevant here with Mac Jones just feeding him on the ball. I'm willing to start Jennings, Bourne if you're in a pinch. On the other side, Abuka, I'm definitely playing. Like, it's just he is him. He's come from the clouds. He's here to bring us the touchdowns. That's what he does. And then Godwin. I actually think I'd be willing to play Godwin this week in this high-scoring game.
I would be willing to play Godwin, but he didn't practice on Thursday. So monitor that. If he does play, I play Godwin. But even that, I have him as kind of like a low 2, maybe even a high 3. You know, like, just it just seems like Mbuka is the guy, is far and away the guy, which worries me about Evans when he returns.
Yeah, the big change with him over his first to his second week was he played more in the slot, and that's where he absolutely crushed last year, was in the slot. So better days could be ahead for Godwin. And then Tonjes, I'm throwing him in there. As long as Kittle's gone, give me the Tonjes.
I like Tonjes. I've been picking up. He might be my Mark Andrews replacement this week. And then Evans, just a quick note on him. This is just a hunch, call it what you will, but I do think he will return next week versus Detroit. He wasn't put on IR, so I don't think the team expects him to miss 4 weeks. So I feel like Detroit's like great prime time, high scoring matchup they want him back for. So that's my best guess.
Great place for him to pull it again.
Yeah.
Not that I'm rooting for it, but like, come on, dude, you're getting old, man. You got to be careful with that stuff. Stop. I run up the stairs too fast. I'm out for a week and a half. Like, he's out there playing real sports. Who wins it? Who wins it?
I like San Fran in a box of scraps. I don't know. I think they're hungry for it.
You think they're hungry for it, huh?
I do.
All righty. Well, let's go to the next one then. What do we have here? Cincinnati. They're the 2-3 Bengals are playing the 2-1-1 Packers. 44.5 over under. Packers favored by 14.
That's crazy.
Did they not get the news? Joe is back. Joe is at – he's behind center. Joe Flacco.
Oh, wait, you're saying this should be Green Bay by 21 is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. It's
oh, my God. For the defensive touchdowns they're going to get when they hit the bones of Joe Flacco.
Yeah, look, I am all for Joe Flacco might bring a little bit more than what we were getting from Browning. But I think this might just be a saving grace for the owners of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase so that you can sell them.
Yeah, this is cool. This is cool. Oh, but if I had Higgins in anything, I'm going to try to offload him for pennies because that's what he's worth right now.
Remember when you stole him from me in our GTA league?
Yeah, because you blocked Keenan Allen, and then everybody in the chat, everybody in the QB-less chat was just like, I can't believe Brian is an idiot that would not protect T. Higgins. And I'm like, I don't want T. Higgins, guys. I almost dropped him this week. Because Bucky Irving isn't, he's not out yet. And so I needed the roster spot. So I was like, I might drop T. Higgins here. I might have to be forced. Anyways,
he's that's tilting, a minute folks. Of this matchup. He's tilting. Yeah, quarterbacks, I don't mind Jordan Love just because it's a great matchup. Who can't score on the Bengals? But Joe Flacco, no. No.
Yeah, never Flacco. Jordan Love, he's quarterback 15 in points per game. So I have him as like the highest quarterback two in the league. I do points per game because he had his bye last week. So obviously he's going to be much lower than that.
For sure. Running backs, Josh Jacobs, easy as it gets.
Easy, yes. Chase Brown, easy bench for me. Not even the Flacco bump.
I'll play him. The one thing I do like about the Flacco bump over the Browning bump is Browning was trying to force it. You know, he looked like a frat guy at a party. He was just trying to. And I think that Chase Brown might be a beneficiary of the old man just dump off. So maybe we can get into those RB2 numbers with Chase Brown.
Yeah, maybe. I guess like, cause I guess when we're looking at the bye weeks as well, like, and the injuries, but like with the Texans and the Vikings, both of those, I guess if you can call Chubb a startable running back. So maybe, you know, you start Chase Brown over Chubb cause you know, that's definitely zero, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy about the Chase Brown.
I'm honestly not happy about any of these wide receivers. Like the Green Bay wide receivers, it is roulette. It is absolutely roulette. Tucker Kraft is the pass catcher you want for Green Bay.
He has the most targets, yeah. 20 to 19. But I'm going to make a case for my boy Romeo. I like him the most in this crowded room. We know Jaden Reed is going to miss. He's on IR, so he's missing some games. Romeo Doubs has 6 red zone targets. He is double the next wide receiver, and he leads all pass catchers. Kraft has 5. He has the most snaps out of all the wide receivers. So I think if there is value, and like you said, like you can throw on Cincinnati, I think Doubs will be the guy, but it is a little crapshooty. Other side, or unless you have anything there.
Doubs or Ridley?
I would do Doubs. I trust the quarterback more, and I expect that. I mean, their spread's 14 points, so they have to score.
I might go Ridley.
The 14. It's like, so they have to score points.
Josh Jacobs. He's got a hat trick coming his way.
Oh, my goodness. I wish. So I like Doubs in that situation. And then on the other side, Chase, you're never going to bench Chase. I don't care what's going on. And then Higgins, I'm not starting. I don't care who's throwing this ball. I need Joe Burrow back before I can start T. Higgins. And even that's not an auto start for me.
And Chase Higgins, Chase Higgins.
I like that.
Hey, if they could be one, maybe I would play them. But you can bench Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, I get it. I said it last week, and I got the egg all over my face. The wide receiver, too. He had 110 yards, 2 touchdowns, but it was garbage time. I get it. He still got the points, but like the process was there. The process was sound. Before that, he gave you 4.8 points, 6.4 points. He's giving you 3.6 points already this season. Like maybe the first week with Joe Flacco, go ahead and put him out there. But if Green Bay is getting after the ball, that offensive line is not. They didn't get any better with Joe Flacco being back there. So
they did not.
I don't. If you're in a 10-man league, I think there is conversations about benching TA or Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh my goodness. I mean, okay. Like, let's do like. Do we like? I like Romeo Doubs over Ridley, but also I'll say like Ridley, Doubs, or Chase. Like, would you?
I mean, I'm playing Chase over Chase? That. Just the talent alone. Okay. They can just give him screens all day long, and he still has a better chance of scoring.
Here we go. Here's Stephon Diggs. Maybe some, you know, like you took a late round flyer on him. Diggs over Chase.
I'm might be willing to play Diggs over Chase. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, come check out on the website, QBList.com, where we have all of our rankings from the four of us ranking. Check out mine, see if I still have them there. Maybe follow the other guys, but you never know. Never know. Oh, I think I finished actually ninth last week in wide receivers. Hey! No, the top 20 finish. Yeah, there we go. So I don't know. I'm not trying to be cute with it, but I'm just saying I don't think you should just sit and forget it. I think you can have those conversations depending on how your team's built. Let's go to some, or who wins it? Who wins it?
Green Bay wins it. Do Green Bay cover by two touchdowns? That's, I'll give it to Cincinnati. That's too many points.
Hey, Joe Flacco's beaten them already this year. Who knows?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Could you remember that?
Yeah, exactly. Sunday Night Football, 4-1 Lions, 2-3 Chiefs in Arrowhead. 52.5 point over under. That's what we like to hear, folks. Chiefs are favored by 2.5. I like it. Patty, Goff. I'm off of Goff because he is not at home, but Patrick Mahomes, correct. I will play.
Correct. Road Goff. See ya. Patrick Mahomes, I think he's quarterback three. He's quarterback two on the season. So
he's broken 57 yards rushing three times already this season.
I mean, and I think now's the time we're going to see that more because I believe this is the last week without Rice. So yeah. This is when he needs to run the most because we know if we don't trust his running backs, we know he doesn't trust his running backs.
And Worthy's banged up as well. So, Patty, I'll start. Goff, I won't. For the running backs for Detroit, I mean, Gibbs and Monty, it comes pretty simple there. Anything fun on those two?
No, Monty's the highest running back, too, in the business, and Gibbs is excellent. So, I like them both. On the other side, yeah, right? It's like, Brian, you get that side. I'll take
it. Hey, you got to take this. I saw you started Kareem Hunt last week, and he brought you home two touchdowns, so I don't have the stones to do it. I don't even really want to roster any of these two players. I get if you need to. Some leagues are harder than others as far as what's out there on the waiver wire, but this doesn't interest me. High-scoring game, I guess one of them is going to score, but...
They just keep getting work. I mean, last week it was a dead even split. Like I will say, so week four, Hunt had the bulk of the carries 13-7. Last week, dead even split, 7 each. They had roughly the same yardage, 49-36. But it's those money snaps, those red zone snaps are going to Hunt, which is kind of crazy. I mean, he has 10 on the season. Pacheco has 7. And I think that's where you're finding value from these guys, right? Like I'm not expecting this offense for Pacheco to break off a 30-yard run into the end zone. So I see this offense as, hey, we're at the 5-yard line. I'm going to throw a pass to Kelsey. If that doesn't convert, I'm going to run it with Hunt, and that might convert. So that's what you're banking on.
It's well, and the worst part, too, is my theory was always goal line for Hunt, and Hunt also gets the passing work. Over the last 2 weeks, Hunt hasn't had more than one target since week one. Pacheco's had 6 targets over the last 2 weeks combined. Like, it's just murks it up. It's grody. I'm out. I'm pass. I don't want it. I don't want it. But the wide receivers, you might not even be able to have any of these wide receivers because Xavier Worthy, he was doubtful going into the game last week. He ended up playing. He didn't practice.
He didn't practice on Thursday with ankle and shoulder. And we're seeing the shoulder. Of course, like not all injuries are the same, but the shoulder's creeping out Bucky Irving right now. And so that's just something I'll say a tiny bit of comparison there.
So if Worthy's out, which guy are you interested in for Kansas City? For me, I think it's Thornton. I think Thornton's going to have a chance. Goodness. You can beat him over the top. I think he might get some flashy play. But I don't know if I want anything else other than that. Like Hollywood, I don't know.
Okay, so Hollywood to me is like the volume guy. Like I'll say if there's no Worthy, to me Worthy is the volume kind of play. Who's going to get the targets? And then Thornton's the big play guy. Thornton has a touchdown in 3 of the last 4. In the game he doesn't have a touchdown, he has 90 yards. So he's still saving your game. So I like Thornton in that regard. Hollywood, to me, would replace the Xavier Worthy, the volume guy. So I think either of them are playable. I might have Thornton as the little bit higher just on the production, but that doesn't mean Hollywood is not startable. I would have him as a wide receiver 3, which not sexy, but startable.
Amon-Ra is an auto start, but the other one, Jameson Williams. If Worthy misses, would you play J-Mo over any of the Kansas City guys, or would you play one of the Kansas City players over J-Mo?
I would start Thornton over him for sure. I might even start Hollywood. We talk about it every single week. Jameson Williams is just, what are we even doing? Like, I don't like that kind of ball.
Yeah, this does feel like the game that something could happen. It's a high-scoring game. They're going to need some magic, so maybe something falls his way. I would probably play him before I'd play any of the Kansas City guys. But him and Thornton's just kind of like a JMO light, but he's getting more work because his teammates aren't as talented as
his JMOs. The only guy. He's the only guy. Like, yeah. Right? Like, so I and agree with that.
Laporta and I'm out.
I don't. Not even Kelsey?
Nah.
Kelsey.
I get Mason Taylor. Mason Taylor does got kind of output. I'm fine with that.
I like Kelsey, especially, again, if everybody's depleted. And Mahomes can't quit Kelsey. Like, we've seen it time and time again. He can't quit Kelsey. He's going to get the red zone targets first. Kelsey is the five, which ties Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown for red zone opportunity. I like Travis Kelsey.
Maybe you play Kelsey and you just got to knock on wood. Who knows?
Yeah. Ah. Oh, good one.
Yeah, look at that. All right. Let's go to Monday Night Football. We got a doubleheader, unfortunately, folks. I thought we were done with this.
Detroit covers.
Oh, yeah. I get so excited.
Yeah. You're loving the double
Kansas
Monday
City
night.
Wins. Kansas City wins. Buffalo taking on Atlanta. It's 4-1 Bills playing the 2-2 Falcons. 49.5 point over under. Falcons are 4.5 point dogs in this one. Buffalo's coming off a loss, so you know they're looking to prove a point here. So Josh Allen is definitely in contention for, I think, starting. I probably start him this week.
Yeah, I'm between him and Penix, which one I should do. I did see that Penix has two games of quarterback 12 or better. I like that. He has also two games of quarterback 30 or worse. So I don't like that. So Penix, I wouldn't even try in a super flex league. You can argue maybe they're going to be so far behind, like they need him to keep in it, but no. And then obviously you're starting the other guy. Same thing with the running backs. Running backs, we want to keep this at 3 minutes. Running backs, yes.
Easy start. Starting them both. Wide receivers, Drake London, tried and true. You put him in there, you start him up. Wide receiver one status. It's the rest of the crew. It's the Darnell Mooneys. It's the Keon Colemans. It's the Khalil Shakirs. How do we approach that?
And we're going to need the full 2 minutes remaining on this.
Load them up.
Okay, so Mooney, to me, in deeper leagues has some value. It's like a wide receiver three at best. But I think even still, I would play Coleman or Shakir over them. We kind of see it every single week. It just goes back and forth as who gets the lion's share that day. They're tied in targets with 29 each. Shakir has more red zone targets with 6. But oddly, like funny enough, Coleman and Curtis Samuel, of all people, back from the dead, both got touchdowns last week. To me, I'm ranking them Shakir, Coleman, Mooney, and then that's it. But that's even like we're trying to talking low wide receiver two and then drop after that.
But I think I'd actually have Mooney over both Bills receivers.
Really? Okay. Like, I'd love to hear.
I really like Mooney. I do like when he's out there, he is running just a ridiculous amount of routes. We saw him get 11 targets before the injury the week in week three. Only pulled off 4 catches, but, you know, it's more of a Penix problem. This game, they're going to need to score points. They're probably going to be behind. They're going to be slinging it, and that's kind of what Penix does. He heavily targets Mooney as well as London. Those two will get a good point. And it just, you know, James Cook is so much of the offense for the Bills. Shakir's got a floor. Coleman may get a big score, but it hasn't been happening. I know week one, it was amazing. We were so excited for the coming. It was 8 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. Since then, he's only had one game more than 3 catches. He's only got one game with more than 26 yards. He's only got one touchdown in his 4 games. So,
yeah, I think that's why I like Shakir more. But I hear what you're saying about Mooney. I think the upside's there. I would still, you're talking about, it's like they need to score points. I think that's because Buffalo's scoring points. And yes, it could all be James Cook. It could be Josh Allen running in. But they have to. I think the pass catchers are going to get some of them.
And freaking so Dalton Kincaid. I don't get how that's working.
Won't go away.
3 touchdowns, 100 yards, or 3 touchdowns on the season, 100 yards last week. Minimal routes, minimal, like, parts. Like, there's 3 tight ends that are splitting work. It doesn't make sense. He just screams as one of the biggest sells for me.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, again, if Josh Allen likes him, if Patrick Mahomes likes Kelsey, they're going to get the ball. Yeah. If Alan Lazard, you know, if Aaron Rodgers likes Alan Lazard, he's going to get the ball.
I'm pretty perplexed by this one. 4.5 to the Bills. It seems low for a Falcons team that just they can show up sometimes, but they don't play as if they're a top team right now. So give me the Bills, and I think they take care of business.
I agree. I think Bills win by a touchdown.
Nice. Last game, folks, the second Monday night game. We got 7:15 start for the first one, 8:15 for the second one. This is the 2-2 Bears coming to Washington to play the 3-2 Commanders, 49.5 point over under. Right now, the Commanders are favored by 4. And, folks, if you don't remember, this was the official maybe not, but it felt like the official coming out party for Jaden Daniels last year. He was getting hot. He was feeling good. And this absolutely crazy, like, there are Christmas ornaments made about this game. The bomb down there at the very end. It was so much fun. I'd play both quarterbacks in this game.
Okay, so Jaden, obviously, yes, he hasn't finished better than quarterback 13 yet, but Bears allow the fifth most points to quarterbacks, so I like that. Caleb's a little too boom bust for me. He's like the Jameis Williams.
But look at the pattern: QB1, QB2, QB1, QB2, QB1. Yeah,
there it is. Fantasy football is that easy, folks.
Yep. Pre-K patterns. That's what we're looking for here, folks. Don't overthink it.
I'm out on him.
Jaden Daniels, though, easy start. He's back. We're ready for it. Running backs, JCM, right as we were all thinking, maybe I don't want to play any of these guys. They're splitting all the load between the three. 14 carries, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 catches, 39 yards for him last week. So he's got to find your lineup.
Yes, I think so. I think it's Bill or bust. And especially, I believe Chris Rodriguez was limited in Thursday. I'll have to triple check that, but I don't think he definitely didn't have a full practice on Thursday. So that's just more opportunities for Bill. And then on the other side, I also think it's a one-guy show where it's Swift, who's been a solid RB2 all season. I think he'll be this week.
Yeah, he doesn't exactly – like, he's not fun to watch. He's just not a fun running back. I don't know, for whatever reason it is. But he's getting all of the work, as Mario said, so we're doing it. Wide receivers, though, we got a little bit of an issue. We've just been – it's been Debo since he came to Washington. A little banged up coming off his 8 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown last week. Doesn't practice Thursday. It's a rest day, dealing with a heel injury. So I hope he plays. If he plays, I'm playing him.
If he plays, I'm playing him, but it's not looking good. I'll say monitor it. And it's kind of tragic because it's so banged up, the Washington wide receiver room. Terry didn't practice Thursday, or he was at practice but wasn't dressed up. Debo didn't practice. No, Brown did.
So I guess let's go through some scenarios. If Debo and Terry both play, are you playing Debo?
No, I'm playing Debo, yes. I like Debo.
Are you playing
always.
Terry if they both play?
Yes, but Debo is ranked higher than Terry.
Okay, I don't think I'm playing Terry, but I am playing Debo if they're both in. If only one of them... Okay, if Debo's in and Terry's out, obviously I'm playing Debo. If Debo's out and Terry's in, are you playing Terry?
I would. I would play them both. I think Terry... that is the big play guy, but a more reliable big play guy than a Jameson Williams kind of player.
If Debo's out, I'm willing to play Terry, but I think it's the only circumstance. And if for whatever reason, if both guys miss, would you roll the dice on Noah Brown? He was the superhero of this last. He wanted to make it back for this game.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not pretty.
It's spicy.
It's very spicy. I might even do Luke McCaffrey, who seems like he's kind of been popping up, getting some work. Over Noah Brown. If Debo, to me, it's Debo, Terry, like in that order, and then I'm kind of looking elsewhere. And then
if
I'm
they both miss, maybe Mooney. I think I'd play Noah Brown over the Kansas City wide receivers if Worthy misses.
Wow. I would still do like Thornton, Hollywood over them.
On the other side, Roma Dunze, he has been great, absolutely gone. Great in the sophomore season. He's got a touchdown in every single, he's only played 4 games, he's got 5 touchdowns. That's my kind of receiver right there. Him and Abuka both running hot on touchdowns. I hope it continues. DJ Moore, though, I've got him as a wide receiver 3, closer to wide receiver 4. It is what it is. I'd rather play Noah Brown, I think, than DJ Moore.
DJ Moore is kind of a bummer. I need Justin Fields to reunite with DJ Moore. They had something. It's
for one game!
No, like, what do you mean? They were building.
Like 30% of his points in that one game. It was ridiculous. Tight ends, if these wide receivers miss, if Terry misses, I'm cool playing Ertz. If both of those guys, Ertz has to be started.
I agree with that. Ertz had, I think, his first game without a catch for the first time in a decade last week, but he's going to bounce back. I'm not worried about that.
And I don't think you should stream Loveland, even though he was in the streaming article. I don't think you should really necessarily own him just because of how that tight end situation works. But I've got him for an anytime touchdown this week. I think Loveland, he gets a good amount of manufactured work this week coming off the bye. Who wins it?
Does Chicago get their revenge for the fail Mary? I think so. I'll say Chicago covers.
Cool. Yeah, I like it. Chicago. You said covers or wins it?
I'll say covers.
I'll say wins it. Give me the Bears win. I've been too hard on the, like, I've been going at the Patriots and the Bears to win all these games this year. It's crazy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm addicted.
I'm addicted. And I just can't enjoy the Colts winning for whatever reason. Folks,
that's it.
We've got to wrap it up. Wow. We've got to put it to bed. That is that's all the games. We only had two bye weeks this week, so we're just missing the one game. Two Monday night games. We got a London. Lots of fun. Mario, where can the people find you and your amazing work?
Oh, my goodness. You won't find me over these next 2 weeks. Again, little wedding hiatus. But then when I'm back, you find me Tuesday mornings. You're going to listen to my voice along with Brian and Nick at the Waiver Pod, as well as reading my words on the waiver article. Both of those drop early morning, wherever you get your article. On football.pitcherlist.com for the article. And then wherever you get your pods, you'll get that. And then you'll, of course, find me here where you're listening every Friday morning. Drops with Brian, which now the people want to find Brian.
If you're looking for me, you can find my written stuff or any of the other great written stuff that we have on the website over there at QBList.com. So make sure you're checking that out, whether it be the Start Sit articles or the What We Saw articles, the streaming, all of the other amazing things we have over there on QBList.com. Looking for more of me, it's Brian. It's at @too_much_Brian on Twitter, @too_much_Brian everywhere else. Too Much Fantasy Football if you want to buy the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next time. Later!